Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Elio Chacon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Cal McLish. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The left fielder, Tony Curry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Anderson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Walters. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Coker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Kopp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Gene Conley. And now, play ball. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco strikes out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Callison moves to second. One out. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Callison moves to third. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch, who is chasing the ball. Curry reaches third base with a triple. Callison scores. It's 1-0, Phillies. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lepsio. Lynch moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan bunts towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. Lynch moves to third. Bailey moves to second. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is walked intentionally. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLeish hits a fly ball into center field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lynch tags and scores. Bailey tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Reds, 1, Phillies, 1. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Chacon moves to third. Casco moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Reds. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive towards short. Kopp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kopp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Cal Neiman now catching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walters. Bell reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walters who is chasing the ball. Lynch reaches third base with a triple. Bell scores. It's 3-1, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynch scores. It's 4-1, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chacon hits a fly ball into center field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a line drive into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Cal McLeish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLeish is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McLeish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Casco hits a fly ball into center field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Curry hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a fly ball towards center. Pinson catches it and throws to first to double up Anderson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a pop-up towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio is called out on strikes. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kopp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Anderson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chacon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-1 in the game. Conley strikes out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Callison reaches second base with a double. Bobby Del Greco pinch runs for Johnny Callison. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Del Greco trying to get to home. Pinson throws the ball into Bailey, who tags Del Greco, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Taylor moves to second. Two outs. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Curry is hit by the pitch. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Curry moves to third. It's 4-2, Reds. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Curry scores. Anderson moves to second. It's 4-3, Reds. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Wally Post pinch hits for Ted Lepsia. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Mauchmus now playing third base. Bobby Del Greco now playing center field. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mauchmus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Casco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Casco. The throw from Niemann and he is out, Kopp applying the tag. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kopp strikes out. Two outs. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-2 in the game. Conley hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 3. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Kopp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Greco throws the ball into Kopp, who tags Lynch trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez now playing right field. Gus Bell now playing left field. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor bunts towards first. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Del Greco moves to second. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Curry bunts towards third. Casco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Del Greco moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chacon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Del Greco scores. Taylor moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Reds, 4, Phillies, 4. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 4. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Mauchmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauchmus hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kopp takes first base on ball 4. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-3 in the game. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 4. The Reds will come to bat. Whitey Lockman pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Casco hits a fly ball into right field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Pinson steals second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pinson scores. It's 5-4, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Grimm now pitching. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Del Greco is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Curry strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Philadelphia Phillies, 4. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.